folks. Welcome to the East Texas News Roundup. I'm Valerie Riddell, News Director for Polk County Publishing, and I have four other editors in the room with me, and we're going to talk about all the news from east to west in Polk County Publishing Company. We're going to start with Jason Klobick in Trinity County. What's up, Jason?
Well, we had a manhunt on our hands last week. Guy who was wanted on warrants of kidnapping and assault was on the loose from Thursday to Monday night after going from door to door to places this guy hung out at. He was eventually caught Monday night. And fortunately, our illustrious page designer, Amanda, allowed me to update the story saying the guy got caught.
Right. So you had it out on the print paper, which people should have got today, before I had got around to updating my story on Crime Behind the Pine Curtain, talking about what all had gone on with this tweaker.
Exactly. Oh, he was also arrested for that and for evading arrest.
Right. But he really put a major pound down on his former girlfriend or something. He forced her to get into his truck and drove her around, and it was bad news. I am glad she only had injuries that she can recover from. But man, it had to be very traumatizing. So what else is happening?
Well, a wonderful Apple Springs, Texas. Apple Springs started a one-act play program, and they advanced to by district. Ironically, the play they selected is called Her Senior Year. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, it was written by Superintendent Cody Morey when he was at Huntington. He wrote the play in 1996 because they couldn't think of a play that they liked, and they performed it in the 96-97 one-act play competition, one district, winter regionals and states, something like that. The play was published.
Wow.
I learned this. I'm going to talk about this a little more in our sports podcast as well, because he's also the football coach and the AD as well as the superintendent.
Renaissance man.
Exactly.
That's a lot.
When the class read all the plays, they had no idea that that was his play until they saw it after reading it, and they had already selected it. So
wow. Because I didn't even know you could do original plays for one act play. I thought it had to be on the UIL approved list so you didn't go into subject matter that parents didn't want to hear.
Yeah. After he wrote it, he sent it to the UIL for approval, and the UIL gave him that approval. One of the few things they've done right over the last two decades.
I think it's mostly if you can cut down the content, because, I mean, obviously they have to for competition. Mm-hmm. But at least that's how I remember it when I was in high school, because I was dabbled a bit in theater, but not too much.
Woo. Yeah. So everything's all quiet on your side of the lake, except there's going to be thundering hooves all through Trinity County on Saturday, right?
Absolutely. The Davy Crockett Bear Run.
Yeah. They're going to be chasing bars.
Yes, chasing
through
bars.
Through Groveton and Point to North.
Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Oh, thank you for the singing. Now we'll have to see what Chris comes up with when we get to him.
Exactly.
So they're chasing actual Ursas? Like bears?
No, it's just called the bear chase.
You get a really cool t-shirt for participating that shows. Yeah,
they might chase the guy with the Forest Service that dresses up like guy or gal.
Smoky bar.
Discount Smokey?
Well, no, real Smokey will be
out. Oh, it is real Smokey. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's like the official costume, because in Trinity County, they have U.S. and Texas Forest Service folks roaming around because they've got plenty of trees.
Oh, yes. We are in the heart of the Davy Crockett National Forest.
That's right.
So now we'll slide over to the west to Crockett in Houston County and the lovely and talented Megan Whitworth. What's up, Megan?
We had a shootout Tuesday morning.
Man.
Like early, like 1 in the morning, like 1:45.
So, who shot who?
Well, the victim was 33-year-old Artemis Dwayne Lockhart, and the suspect is 46-year-old Willie James Jones. Mm-hmm. So, what happened was that allegedly that Jones approached the vehicle, and as he got close to the car, he raised an arm and fired a single shot into the driver's side door, causing the window to shatter. And then he fired two more shots into the vehicle, striking the victim, and early reports indicate that one of the shots killed them, and there was a female passenger in the vehicle the time. And anyways, the victim, Artemis, he was able to, as he was protecting himself. Yeah. And so that hurt the suspect, but the gunshots killed Artemis.
Wow.
Anyways, and so the suspect is in the hospital, but he is expected to be healed. It's not life-threatening, and he'll be arrested. And
so was he walking by this car, or was it they passed each other driving? You haven't.
Just assuming that he just walked up.
Okay.
So they don't know a motive. But
They
haven't announced a motive or why he did it. I mean, there's theories going around the streets, of course.
Yeah.
But how scary would that be? That was always
That is scary. I would assume they know each other because right. we don't really have much stranger crime in our area.
And right. don't they say like most murders are caused by people you know?
Oh, yeah. Because mm-hmm. you're around them the most and it's only people you really love that can make you want to kill them.
Yeah. Because it could have been a number of things. But I was always like parked in the park with your boyfriend or something or your girlfriend. Yeah. And then someone comes and shoots. Ugh.
Stuff of horror films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or and dead man walking.
Person that was in the vehicle. Like, that's so scary. Right. Kind of like your victim at, and what is your county called?
Trinity. Yes, very scary.
It's the one. Well, you've worked some in Trinity County, but it's maybe your.
A little bit.
Yeah. And good old Groveton.
Yeah. I love the commissioner's court meeting. I had fun. I covered that for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah. But on the other side, we have our Houston County Fairs coming up next week. And we did a huge section all about the kids that are participating and everything mm-hmm. in the fair. And that starts on Tuesday with a pet show.
All right.
And I've heard there's turtles coming and hamsters.
I love the peewee and the pet shows.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk your emu out through, show it, but whatever you have.
An emu?
I've seen them do an emu before.
Interesting.
But it was not terribly well behaved. They're prone to kick.
My mother has a very interesting story about an emu that attacked her when she was in
they
the
are,
car.
They are not nice.
They are. And they don't smell very nice either.
Well, she and my dad were at like a reserve up in mm-hmm. San Antonio. And this was back when you say roll up the window, you literally mean roll
crank
up.
Crank it
you
up.
You roll it.
And like my vehicle today.
Yes. Oh, and she was like, Pat, get going. He's coming over to our car. And she had the window down. She mm-hmm. thought she was rolling it up, but she was doing the exact opposite. And his Ooh. Head got into the car. And it's a funny story.
Yeah. They'll peck you with their head. The worst thing they will do to you is kick you. But emus and ostriches.
Can you ride them?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What are those type of birds? Like,
you could probably ride an ostrich.
Yeah, ostriches.
The Robinson.
Once you get off the little cookie.
But imagine it would be a very rough ride.
Yeah, safe to say. Yeah.
You could be a rough rider like Teddy Roosevelt after that.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
So, San Jacinto County, sir, Mr. Jacob McAdams, who
Where
I know his name.
Do I begin?
Yeah,
because you've
been rocking and rolling over there.
Yeah, we've had a lot of events, and some of them are going to be in the upcoming paper. I've got a few that are going to be saved for the next paper because there were so many events. Yeah. But basically, we had that Tuesday, we had a pianist and an opera singer come to the Shepherd Library, and they performed a few songs. They were there for about an hour, and I've got the whole thing recorded too on my audio recorder, so I can always listen to Ooh, the songs.
Yeah,
did a really good job, and they both can sing. They both can do jazz performances. One of them was Peggy Stern, the other one was Danielle Reich, and they came based on the Texas Commission of Art. I can't remember the name.
Arts and Humanities, maybe.
I don't think it was Arts and Humanities, but it was a free event mm-hmm. that the library is putting on. And the library is actually getting ready to do more events for the public.
Great.
They are actually going to do their movie in the park. Last year, they started that in October. Mm-hmm. They did Hocus Pocus. It was free to the community. They had a couple hundred people there. Mm-hmm. This next month, they're going to be doing Mary Poppins Returns, the new film with Emily Blunt. And it's free to the community. The only thing that anyone pays for is like concession stuff.
But I may come over with my little pack of girls.
Me too. <It's> like, I'll be there.
And the other thing I'll mention that they're doing, and I'll move on to what else we had going on this week because we have a lot. But local councilwoman in Shepherd's, Yvonne Cones, she's actually going to be their next speaker. And her topic is called I Was Born During an Air Raid. And she was a little girl during the World War II fighting. And she actually had told me that she remembered, could be wrong, but I believe she told me that her mom had taken them to a bunker or something to get away from the air raids. I mean, she does have a few memories of World War II.
Yeah.
Other things we had this week, we had the San Jacinto County Women's League had their Hats and Heels style show. Some of their members were showing off these styles that they were wearing. It was from the stylist who owns Sue's Boutique on the Lake. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, they got on stage, showed off the outfits. They did some other things. They had a silent auction as well. Gail Irwin, who's part of the organization, she told me that on average, they raise about $7,000.
Wow.
And fundraiser, along with their other one, which is the Christmas Home Tour, raises together about $7,000. And they give that back to the community. They give scholarships to the third-ranked students at both high schools. And they also give to some of the other organizations, like they've given a care share. And she says both libraries, she believes, at the very least, they've given, I think, to the Cold Spring Library. So we had that. We also had opening day for, or both youth leagues, I should say. And that's actually very important because anyone that's been in Shepherd, they know the Shepherd Youth League because the ballpark is right there on the road. And they always have the parade. Well, this year, I found out that Cold Spring had a parade. Now, I didn't realize it, but they have not had a parade in over 15 years.
Wow.
But they decided to bring it back. So Charles Ballard got photos. You'll know they're his because they look a lot better than mine.
that was partially. I think his look better than most of ours.
Yeah. Well, thankfully for me, they're all far away, so they don't look that bad. But I didn't realize it. Apparently, I had accidentally turned the setting to something else, so they didn't come out as well as I would have liked. And I wish I'd caught that early on. I didn't, and I do apologize. But yes, they still look fine enough. You can see what it is. But we, you know, they always have really cool floats. Like the kids are always the pirates. They always have the boat that they dress up to look like a pirate ship and stuff.
Or maybe if somebody has more parade photos and they want to share them, we can
put them online,
put them up on Facebook, and everybody can see each other's parade pics.
Absolutely. So. Everyone, if you have photos, be our guest, share them with us. We'll be more than happy to show them off because those parades are big deals for them. And those are some of the biggest parades that I've seen in that community. And I've seen plenty of Christmas parades. And I mean, both cities do Christmas parades. And, you know, you've got the Juneteenth parade. We have the Fair and Rodeo.
All right. Well, next we'll get into your bad news, but I want to start out with one crime spree that I have noticed that Polk County and San Jacinto County share. And it apparently it's a spring has sprung, all the sap is in the trees, and public lewdness is just in an epidemic.
Public lewdness.
Public lewdness. But I have heard, because I listened to the scanner for Polk and San Jacinto County, I don't know if this is a problem in y'all's areas too, but apparently there are a whole bunch of folks that are showing their love for each other outside where other people can see them.
How risky.
We've had one incident, but not people show loving.
Loving on each other.
There
hasn't
been a rash of that in Tyler County
either. So they have to, you know, folks, keep your drawers on, man. Get a room, go to the house, get a tent. Yeah, you're legal in a tent. But that's not something you want to be in the official records for.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to walk up on that.
Yeah, so I've got Captain Schulte working on more details from those incidents, but I've heard a lot of them going down, and I don't know if it's
no pun intended.
But one call was over behind the Dollar General in San Jacinto County, and I thought that is not a romantic spot, people. Wow. Take your girls someplace nice, not behind the Dollar General. Come on. Chris is dying. It's killing him.
Yeah.
That's classy. Keep it classy, folks.
Right. Right.
When the moment strikes, hey.
Keep it classy.
No shame in their game.
No shame in their game.
Okay.
And in the realm of Tyler County news, we're in the season of the dogwood tree. Dogwood Festival is upon us. Yes, many thanks. three whole weeks, or weekends rather, of dogwood this and dogwood that. And we're in week two of that triptych of festival weekends. This weekend brings to us the Western weekend. So if you're in Woodville, anywhere along Highway 190 downtown, the steady clip-clop of horse hooves will be upon the pavement. I hope, because, you know, last year I was at the parade and there were only like 15 riders in
it
the parade.
It was really small last year.
It was slim pickings. And this year, hopefully, they have a better turnout. The weather might be a little better. Who knows? But typically, you've got the Western weekend parade and you've got all these vendors downtown, and then you've got a rodeo in the evening time, and it's both days, Friday and Saturday. The Friday rodeo is at 7 and the Saturday rodeo is at 4 o'clock. Maybe, actually, that's vice versa. Friday rodeo is at 4, Saturday rodeo is at 7. And if you're interested in coming to that, it's sponsored by the Lions Club, and we still have tickets at the Booster office in Woodville, and we've got some free ones to give away to the kiddos, 12 and under. And it's a pretty good value, so if you hit up our Facebook page and like that post, or just drop us a line, or come by the office, we'll hook you up. I mean, it's good family-friendly entertainment, and it's always a good show. Moving along to other things, though, we had a house fire last week in Tyler County in the Doucette area last Wednesday, and it resulted in a fatality. Firefighters came out from Colmenille and Woodville and a couple of other fire departments to try to battle this blaze, but they weren't able to save the house or a woman who was trapped inside. And the victim was a Tammy Jean. She was, I think, 43, 44, somewhere in there. And her daughter and son-in-law are both employed by the Magnolia Bar and Grill in Woodville, which, if you know anything about Woodville or pass through, it used to be the Tree Restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And pretty good place to go and have a drink and a chicken fried steak or, you know, just good place, really nice place. And the general manager of the restaurant, Elizabeth Schultenover, she got the news about this tragedy, and it both... The daughter of the deceased and the son-in-law, they were both working that night when they were notified. And, of course, their manager became aware of it. And she right away realized that she wanted to do whatever she could to help her employees out and to help cover their mother's burial expenses. And so she's hosting a benefit this Sunday there at the restaurant and also doing a clothing drive. And at the benefit on Sunday, there's going to be live music and plate lunches available. And there's going to be a washer tournament and bunko tournament and all this kind of stuff. And you can bring clothing donations there to Magnolia on the day of the benefit, or you can bring them there. It's a drop-off point right now for any clothing donations. And she's also going to be out at a Western Weekend and also at a Hennigan Field Saturday. If anybody listening to this is interested in donating, right now they've got some appliances and necessities like a bed and washer and dryer and those kinds of things, and they're just looking permanent home. Right now they've got their lodging situation taken care of until they can find a permanent place to live, but their clothing needs are the most pertinent right now. And if anybody's interested in donating, here's what's needed. Women's extra large size shirts and size 18 pants, and men's size 38 by 34 pants or large size shirts.
So are these the people who work at the restaurants? So these are what age range? I mean, just so we know.
Early.
My grandma wears different clothes than I do.
Right. They're adults. I mean, but they're like, you know, mid-20s.
Yeah. 20-somethings.
Yeah, 20-somethings. Okay. So,
and they've just lost their mom.
Right. They've just lost their mom and their home and everything they had. Wow. And also one thing that Elizabeth Schultenover and Magnolia is helping out with is getting them into some grief counseling, that kind of thing. So kudos to Elizabeth and to Magnolia for really stepping up to the plate and showing people what community is about.
Well, I'm sure Lucas Babin can help them out through the district attorney's office
right. With
crime victim services. So he'll, I'm sure he'll jump up and take care of that need.
Well, the cause of the fire isn't known yet.
Well, I think even if it's accidental, clearly it wasn't anything these two young people did. Because they were at work at the time. But I think that if their mother died in a fire, they would qualify as a crime victim. But
yeah, and there's a lot of resources in Tyler County through the DA's office and through some charitable organizations, too. We've got a lot going on to help people out down there.
So
it's a good thing. A lot going on in Tyler County this weekend and next weekend, too, which is Dogwood Queen weekend and the big parade downtown. And got Wilbert T, which I still attest to being some of the best barbecue in the world, will be there in the Courthouse Square this weekend and next weekend, dishing up some really incredible brisket and ribs. So when you go down there, if you're into barbecue at all, just find the guy with the longest lines and the biggest pit. And that's where to go.
All right.
Standing in line.
Lots of girls in pageant dresses coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Okay.
Crowning of the Dogwood Queen.
All right. So we will, when we're not over at Woodville or at the down in San Jack doing something or skiing out on the lake, we'll be over at Dogwood. And I know at the state park, like Livingston State Park this weekend, is Birds of Prey because all of my posse is going to be out there watching that for a birthday party. But here in Polk County, we have survived the Trinity Nature's Livestock Show and Rodeo. Always an adventure, getting all the pictures of those kids with all their projects. And as per usual, I have to mess up on a name of a kid who used to be related to me until I got divorced. So it's like, I know these kids, but just like Jason and Jacob, brother and sister, we reversed them. So you probably had double trouble on the two Evans kids and their grand champion and reserve champion steer. The unofficial total I heard at the end of the auction, which if you trust the preacher Kevin Wood's math, he was kind of trying to keep a running total and help Clark Evans in the booth for the auction. the total sale came to right at $500,000.
Very nice.
Impressive.
Yes. So Polk County really showed up to help kids with their education. Great event out there. Later in April, we're going to start early voting. So everybody in Polk County will be hearing about the liquor by the drink ordinance that's up for the city of Unalaska voters. And that is all kind of a paperwork issue. There's not going to be more or less alcohol available in Unalaska. But if you are in a restaurant or at an event, it will change the way those taxes are return to the community. Right now, if you buy a whiskey sour at Pontoon's, the state gets to keep all that tax money. But if this ordinance passes, a portion of that will come to the city of Onalaska, and they sure do need some new revenue streams. So passing liquor by the drink can help stop the debate on whether or not they're going to have to start doing ad valorem taxes in the city of Onalaska, because right now their tax rate is zero, like Livingston's. Livingston ISD announced this week the name of their new elementary. We're reconfiguring how the lower grades, where they go to class, what is today the intermediate campus, which if you were an 80s era student like I was, I went to school the first year that was open and it was high school. But then it's become an intermediate. Now it's going to be Creekside Elementary. And then Pine Ridge will be renamed Pine Ridge Primary, and the kids will kind of be reshuffled out that grades 1 through 5 will be at each elementary campus. Gives you a little better chance to drop all your kids off at one school.
That's nice.
Convenience is king.
And other than that, I think that kind of wraps things up. I did promise to talk about juvenile crime. We had an incident here in Livingston that there was 3 people that were coming down the street, breaking into cars and taking things like credit cards out of the cars and purses. And then they would go to their friendly neighborhood gas pump and fill up their car with gas and go to the ATM and try to withdraw money. So one of those suspects is 17. He is charged as an adult with engaging in organized criminal activity. Then there's 2 juveniles who are being detained at the Montgomery County Juvenile Detention Center. So that's what's up with that.
And here's a reminder for people to go register to vote. April 4th is the last day to register for May 4th elections.
Yes. Good job making. Because you want to vote in your city and school elections if you're having them. The city of Onalaska is having them. Leggett ISD in Polk County is having a bond election and a trustees election. Those are the 2, I believe, for here. Anybody else having a, are there?
We have mayor. We have city council. We have a Houston County hospital districts.
Okay.
So it's a hotly contested races. And
most of our races over here got canceled for lack of opposition.
Mine too. Yeah.
So update that address. This is a good reminder because 2020 is going to be a hot one.
This is true.
Elections. Yes, thanks for joining us. We hope you have a beautiful week in this beautiful weather. Hey, 3 or 4 weeks of spring before it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So get out there and do something.
Can it be winter again?
we skipped winter this year.
We have a few weeks of winter, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We have a few weeks of spring, a week of fall, and everything else is summer. All right, folks, be careful, be safe, be nice, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Adios.
See you later.